Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
Ah, hey.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Long time no see.
Yeah, long time no speaking of the language.
Nice. I thought, in my head then, we were just having a chat. Just calling for a chat.
That's the beauty of the pod.
Yeah, that was too low energy though. Even for me, that was a bit low. Okay, I'll pick it. Okay, let's pick it up.
How are we, boys?
Good. How are you?
Super duper. Happy as Larry.
Fucking shattered. God's sake.
No, I'm fine. Are you guys shattered, are you?
No, I'm all right.
David's all right. You look like you haven't slept.
No, it's because I ain't got my light on. Hold on.
That's going to make all the difference.
Is that sideways TV? I've never seen that before.
Oh, yeah. Double TV.
That comes with the room. And I tried to Alan key it off, but I didn't have the right size.
Oh, right. That's what she said.
Willies already.
Never get enough of the willies.
Yeah.
So, we haven't spoken for ages.
Yeah.
No, we haven't.
Do you know what I was going to do today or tomorrow?
Go on.
Edit the unheard Plymouth.
Oh Jesus!
Episode.
That's one I won't listen back to. That one, you were in a very dark place, but you must be in a very happy place now. Safety.
Smug place. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
God, smug John.
Yeah.
Exeter are safe as houses and they're on a wonderful run. And Gary's done what we always thought Gary would do. Gary does what Gary does.
Yep. Yeah. Did you guys see the photo of him wearing the Gary out top?
No. What?
Yeah, he after the game against Stevenage,
oh,
I think it
that
was.
That is delicious.
He
might be coming on in a week or two.
Yeah.
I spoke to him after the Stevenage game, and he said that he'd only come on with one request, though, David, which we'll have to talk about in private.
What was it?
Well, I'll edit it out.
He wants me and you to have our tops off for the episode.
Fine.
Fuck off.
No, that's fine. You do that for the manager to come on.
That was his request.
Let's have a look. What's it say? Caldwell out. What's that? What's at the bottom?
I think. I don't know the whole. It says Caldwell out, as in like, you know, get out twice. I don't really know why it says out twice.
Bloody hell!
And did that get posted on social media?
Not by the club, but by somebody. Yeah.
And he must be wearing that, thinking, "Fuck you."
No, I think it was
you
like
fucking
it was
like twats. That doubted me that whole season and gave me
Alfie,
shit. I'm saying this is Gary. Don't have a go at me. This is what Gary's saying.
You'll have your chance to tell him what you think when David takes his top off.
I'm not taking my top. Why do you want me to get my top off?
Why does he want you to take your top off?
That's a different question. One that I can't answer.
I take my bottom off, but no one's up.
Well, you could have your bottoms off now for all we know, and no one would know.
That's maybe. True. That's true.
I'm going to do an episode in the next 10 where I have my bottoms off, and you.
What
you
do you mean
know.
Your bottoms off?
Like no boxers either. Just no.
And I won't. You'll forget that I've said this, but I'll do it. New.
See, I think I could somehow zoom into your glasses, see the reflection from the screen, and maybe somehow.
No, I think his Cure magazine in the background is he's going to spin around laughing and his bollocks are going to be out.
Spin around.
I think that's good. And then the listeners can get, they can comment. I think it was
they
today.
Join in. Because you'll be able to notice with you. You'll be a little bit, just that little bit on edge thinking, God, what if it, you know.
I know.
What if, like, yeah. Naomi comes in? Because you won't...
Oh, so or will it's you... not anything she hasn't seen before,
no,
is it?
No, no, but she might be thinking, why's David got his todger out when he's chatting to the
boys?
Well,
I'll tell her. This is the episode right, I okay. got my todger out.
She will sigh, so...
She'll love it. She'll get a little buzz off of it.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, so you're allowed to say that.
But it is his own wife.
Yeah, but I did. Yeah, fair enough.
God.
Cool. So, I don't know if it's been confirmed yet with Gary, but that'd be lovely.
He told me
it?
He'd be happy to come on.
But what is this he told me business?
Yeah, where?
Why is it? What do you mean? I just spoke to him in person.
Where?
In the boardroom?
Where?
After the Stevenage game. Nope, literally last Saturday.
How did the conversation go?
We were actually just leaving. And he sort of, we all sort of shake hands on the way out, say, well done, went on 3 points. And then Gary went, oh, I think I'm coming on the pod at the end of the month. And I went, yeah, I think you are. And I sort of murmured the date that Naomi had mentioned. This is the worst conversation ever.
No, it's a good conversation. He went,
that's what, that last weekend of the season. Yeah. And then as I was leaving, he goes, oh, John, one condition, I'm only doing it if you and David have got your tops off. Actually, no, that's a lie. He said one thing before that. He went, I saw the video of you celebrating with your top off. I'm only doing it if you both have your tops off.
That's fine.
Well, you can't speak on behalf of David.
David, you'll pop your top off, won't you?
Yeah, I'll get my kit off. I won't. I absolutely won't.
What about if you wear your dungarees with no top?
Like a little bit of nipple showing?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Just nip a slip.
Just one thing before I forget. Ipswich is faltering at the moment.
Ipswich are what, sorry?
Faltering.
Are we? We're second in the league, so it's a bit of a strange comment.
Oh, that was hurt. That one has hurt a little bit.
Oh, hurt. I thought you needed to get a win and you didn't.
To be top of the league, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, my thing is, if you go into the playoffs, please can we do watch-alongs?
Yeah. Yeah, we can, yeah.
That'd be good.
I'm very sore about Ipswich since the Norwich game still.
The beauty of this is they could really, really get Norwich in the semi-finals, which would be unbelievable.
Fucking hell.
I could barely watch the last game. I could barely watch it.
I'd love to do it, if you don't mind. I was also wondering, should we do Plymouth watch-alongs?
What? Absolutely not.
Now that I can really get on board with.
Honestly, I'm getting really excited about watching Plymouth.
Why?
Because Henry's a fan, and I'm sort of on Henry's side, and I want him to survive and do well.
Yeah,
but I'm just loving the drama of it.
I'd love it if they went down. Love nothing more right now.
I just love the drama of it.
I hope that piddly little team goes down.
Is that bad? But I don't mind if they go up or down. Like, it doesn't bother me.
So you won't go, yes, if they score a last-minute goal at Wembley. Last-minute goal, final day of the season. They score to stay up.
Yeah. Oh, neither here nor there.
What? So you, what's the point? What? So these watch-alongs be rubbish then, wouldn't they? Okay.
I just like the idea of thinking about Plymouth fans watching it and what they're feeling. Are they cheering now?
You could do that for any team. Why Plymouth?
Well, because we're close to the Plymouthonians.
They're David's local team.
You are close to the Plymouthonians. I am not.
Close?
Well...
Wouldn't you want to do a Plymouth watch-along?
No.
Why not? You can cheer when they concede.
Yeah, and also I'd have to watch them when they win.
See, that's strange to me.
No, it's not. No, you're just trying to be all philosophical.
But you know they win sometimes.
Yeah, but I don't have to watch them win.
Does it pain you when they win a game?
I wouldn't say it. It's pain me is quite an extreme feeling.
How does it make you feel when you look on Twitter and it says Plymouth 2?
Okay, I'll give you an example. They were losing Tuesday night to QPR and they scored like an 85th minute own goal. I was like, oh shit, that's annoying. And then I carried on about my day.
I just thought it'd be interesting to see if Plymouth go down and they'll be facing us next year. I watched Plymouth v Rotherham the other night, the whole match.
Yeah, so did I. I watched the whole thing.
Oh, so what? So you've flipping recorded it then?
I guess not through choice. It was on in this bar.
I watched it. I sat down and watched it.
Did you pay to watch it?
No.
It was on Sky.
Oh, it was on Sky. It was on Sky.
I just want to watch their little journey and if they're going to falter.
Yeah. Who did you want to win?
Don't care. I just want to. I want them to have to win on the final day of the season. And what if they win, fair dues. If they don't, fair dues. Just want to watch it.
So on the fence.
I'm the fair dues guy.
Because there's so many bad teams in the championship. They'll have to like equal someone's result or something. So they'll be fine. They won't go down. The three teams, whatever it is, below
them
are.
They might go down.
No, I don't think they will. The teams below them are crap.
Sheffield Wednesday, they're doing all right.
Yeah, but they gave themselves too big a hill to climb, I think.
No, John, come on. They're 2 points ahead. Come on, to say that they're safe. Come on, hey.
The Birmingham Cardiff game last night was an embarrassment to the championship.
Who won?
Cardiff.
Why was it an embarrassment?
Well, it's just terrible standard. You know, people talk about championship being like one of the best leagues in the world, which it can be in its prime, but there is definitely some crap games.
Oh, Rotherham.
Yeah. Stinking.
Well, but in that Plymouth Rotherham game, from what I saw, they were both crap. Again.
I think the derby was a shit game. Both looked really sort of. I don't know.
But that, a derby you can understand more. It's
cagey.
Cagey.
Yes. Yeah.
I would love to. Can you imagine doing a watch along with Alfie against Norwich? Fucking hell.
Heaven. Could have done. It was an early
I get so much abuse when Norwich beat Ipswich, and I give nothing out.
Hold on. Sweet. I vividly remember you giving out four big V's, actually.
I mean online. I did do the V's.
That's
and
I've
apologised.
I mean online.
Yes, I mean online. In person, yes, I've apologised for that. That was a terrible thing to do. It was a mistake. I've apologised many times.
You do loads of that. Now, I apologise for what I did.
It's because I'm sorry. How about that?
Yeah, takes a big guy to say, hey.
Exactly.
You're like a politician.
Yes.
John, can I ask a question about football?
Yeah, right, go ahead.
About Exeter.
About time, really, yeah.
No, I am obviously interested.
Not that obvious.
Yeah, you, absolutely, it doesn't strike me at all.
No, I am. Listen, mid-table stinks to high heaven. I'm happy for us, I'm happy for Gary, I'm happy for the players, but fuck me.
Blah, blah, blah. Get on to the point. Get on to the question.
Which players am I saying goodbye to?
Great question.
Oh, that is a good question. I would imagine
What do you know?
No, I don't really know anything, to be fair.
I don't really know anything.
And I'm putting this on YouTube so everyone will see you giggle.
No, I'm just looking looking up. When I find myself doing that a lot when I'm thinking, I always end up
looking. Stop stalling up. And tell us what you know.
What do you know?
Well, you already know Alex Hartridge and Moisa aren't going to be here. Gary's already
said
that.
Know about that, about Moisa.
But we've agreed with Moisa that probably isn't going to work out. So I think he's gone back to
NK Dons. What's the problem?
It's not what we're looking for in a striker, I don't think. I think he fit the...
What, you mean a striker that doesn't score?
He sounds like every striker you've had since I've first been on this pod.
Do you know what my mate said at the weekend? He said, he was chatting about the pod because he listens. He said, I'll keep an eye on Exeter now. He said, I always have a look, scroll down. He said, whenever you've won, it's always 1-0.
Yeah, we have scored like...
1-0, 1-1.
Second least amount of goals in... What, that's what I don't get, though. See, like, you'll never keep football fans happy. We've just not lost for 7 games. Winning 3.
I'm happy.
No, winning 4, or drawing 3, or whatever it was. And people will be like, well, we only won 1-0.
Well, you've always got the little...
Mike.
Yeah.
Mike. Not people.
Name him.
He's Mike. Oh, friend. Yeah, your friend. Sorry. Alex Hartridge and Moisa will be
Where's
gone.
Where's Alex Hartridge going?
I don't know. I don't know him like
that,
really? To be honest.
I'm pretty sure you would know, because your brother's on the inside, Sam.
Yeah, but
I don't want you
tell...
messaging into the WhatsApp group, oh, by the way, he's going to bloody Oxford or whatever. No, just tell us now on the pod.
But footballers don't leave football clubs and go, oh, by the way, I'm going over here. They just go. They just leave. You don't know who they're going to. He probably doesn't know where he's going yet.
League One or League Two, do you think? Or Champ?
It's interesting, because...
Well, it is, because you know.
No, I don't know. That's my point. I don't know if Alex is...
I love those dark winter days. We'll be back there next year. Lovely.
I don't know.
I was generally thinking that today before we came on. It's all the same next year. A little
I'll
patch
right now,
of
I'll
fucking...
I'll tell you something about next season. If we keep... the core of the squad, which a lot of it is already tied down to contracts, but if we get a couple of people, let me talk, okay? If we keep a couple of players, like, I think if we keep Ryan Woods and Tom Carroll, and we just get that the right number 9, we'll be in the playoffs. 100%.
What?
Whoa!
I think if we'd had Jamie Reid this season, who's Stevenage's striker, we'd be in the playoffs. We would be. Facts.
John, where's this coming
from?
Yeah,
because you've massively changed your tune.
No, but
which makes
me
think,
we're not.
Do you
That's
know
why
something?
We were so bad for so long. In those games where we went 13 without a win, we weren't
17.
No, 13.
That was more than 13, wasn't it?
You completely lost my train of thought. That's perfect.
Yeah, when you kept losing and losing and losing.
You should be able to jump back on it, John.
Yeah.
Well, I don't normally have people just going 17.
No, but I think this is a good test, because you did shout at us. And if you're presenting Match of the Day and Alan Shearer goes, well, John, you can't go, well, let me finish my point, Alan!
Back to the point at hand.
You think we're going up?
No, well, yeah.
If we get a striker.
Have they got an eye on a striker?
They've probably got eyes on several strikers.
Do you know?
No, I don't.
I'm not going through. I really want to go through this every year.
I don't know who they've got eyes on.
Yeah, you
or,
do.
But I would imagine.
Do you know one name that they're looking at?
No, I don't know a single name.
Why do you
name
keep looking up where your lips are? Or could be.
They're not up there. They're here.
They could be.
What, all right, but I've just told you they're not.
Let's phrase it like this, John. Who do you imagine they might possibly be looking at?
I don't know.
Oh, no, that's a good question. You can't
evade that. What do you mean?
Do you imagine they might be looking at?
Yeah, what sort of striker might they be looking at?
It'll be someone that fits the profile of
Jamie Reid
in terms of physical...
Jamie Reid.
A lot of Jamie Reid's
got... Not Jamie Reid.
Did he used to play for Exeter?
Yes.
Right.
He'll be playing in the Championship next season, I'd imagine, or the top end of League One.
So he could come to Exeter.
With us.
No, I wouldn't. I would say if we're going to be pushing into the playoffs, we'd need someone better than Jamie Reid.
Who?
Like who? I don't know.
Stick a name on
I
it.
Don't
The thing is, I'm interested.
It could be anyone. It could be some random bloke that we signed from non-league that all of a sudden comes in and is unreal.
Not a non-league dickhead.
Hey, yeah. We brought in a non-league, quote-unquote, dickhead, and he was brilliant on Tuesday night.
Oh, so. He's one of my favourite players. Ali?
Yeah.
Oh, I love him.
So I just... Love him. If you love legs, right, that is a man whose legs are just glorious to look at.
Describe them.
This, like, just pure definition. Every muscle is, like, as if it's been drawn by a artist. It's beautiful to just look at.
I'd love to get him on the pod, and in his little square, he just puts his thigh like that.
Oh, yeah.
And we can just study it.
He's not going to do that. Never, ever.
10 minutes. He'll just stand there for 10 minutes. We'll prep him. Just oil
flexing
up.
His thigh.
Flex, oil up.
I was commentating on the co-commentating on the Stevenage game, and he was right down by like where we were commentating, and he held the ball up, and he was sort of using all his force to keep this defender away from him, and his legs were just like twitching, and like all the muscles were like fibring about. It was unbelievable.
If you went in the change rooms and he went, John, I've heard you like my leg. Come and have a little straight.
I don't like his legs. They're just nice to look. They're like amazing to look at. It's like impressive.
Yeah, if he said to you, John, you look about. John, it's me, Milinic. Hi.
Yeah, I know it's you. You're the only one in here. You're whispering at me.
No, if you're outside, do you want to come into the change rooms and have a look at my legs?
There's definitely a safeguarding issue in there of some description.
No, no. He's going. No, nothing like that. Nothing like. Get your mind out the gutter.
No, you can't just. You can't just bring people in and out the changing rooms. That's the
all
issue
right.
There.
Come into my car. I'll pop my trousers. Have a look at my legs. Would you do it?
No, that's weird. I'd be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, it's a little bit weird.
Yeah, it's almost as if it's a hypothetical situation that's never going to happen.
John.
Yeah.
What sort of striker would they be looking at? What sort of striker? Here's a question. I'm going to go a little bit more specific. Would they need to be looking at who they potentially could afford?
Okay. What?
Great question.
So you can go for any striker or bottom of the champ, but who can they afford who'd be good enough?
Yeah. Give us some names.
Who we might have heard of.
That's a good question.
Yeah, it is.
I personally really like the look of a couple of players in League Two. There's also another one at Stevenage who you'll be familiar with, David, Elliot List, who hasn't really got much of a...
And Alfie. I'm familiar.
Elliot List is in my Carlisle team who I've got to the Prem.
Brilliant on FIFA. He's flipping brilliant.
Quick
on
as
FIFA.
A gnat.
Great finish.
He'd be someone I'd be interested in. I think Stevenage have got two really good strikers. Three probably with Vidane Oliver as well. So I think Elliot List will be pressed for minutes.
Can we afford him?
This season. I don't imagine he's on stupid money. I mean, Stevenage have got a bigger budget than us, but I don't think...
Are we looking at him?
I don't know. I don't know. Don't have a clue. I know there was quite a lot of talk in January, just like amongst football fans, about Will Evans in League Two. People really liked him. Newport. Who would I like to see? I'm trying to think of who I saw. Do you know who I really liked from Fleetwood, who are probably going to go down? He's not a striker, but more of a number 10 for us. They had someone called Phoenix. Something Phoenix. He was unbelievable. I'd love to have him.
Well, get on the phone to your mate. He does the signings.
It's just too far, I think. Fleetwood to Exeter is a bit...
Would you not go to him? Oh, by the way, I know I don't want to step on any toes, but have you seen...
Yeah, I've texted him before about players, yeah.
Have you? That's... Marcus?
Wow.
Yeah?
Have any been signed?
I was going to go the other day to watch Alti play, just to have a little look at a couple of players, but not like, you know...
What, for the club?
I was just going to like say, yeah, well, this is what...
You know. For the club?
Yes. But not like not anyone that we're bringing in.
Now
just like
we're
it's better
into the fucking
because they're coming
potatoes.
Up.
X-Web are going to go fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Ah,
so they're sending John Beer out.
No,
they're paying
you
travel.
Why you trying to? No, they don't pay anything. I would have gone up my own accord. I would have literally gone as a fan, and then I would have.
Then what does for the club mean?
Well, not it's not for the club. I would have told Marcus. Oh, this.
Would Marcus
right,
have sent that little form through on the email for you to fill out?
No, it was that's too formal. That.
Can you give us some inside goss?
Yeah.
I have none.
In April. Have you got... Could you put something in the... I'm not asking you to. Do you know something?
No, I don't know anything.
I'm sick of this.
I genuinely don't know anything. I genuinely don't know anything.
Yeah, Absolutely nothing.
I don't.
You do.
You always say that, and then your WhatsApp busts an hour later.
Just give us a tidbit. Just something.
We're hungry. Just chuck us a little. Yeah, chuck us a little mouldy hunk of bread just to chew on for a bit.
Alfie, you don't really care. And David,
yes, he does. He cares more than you, son.
I put more money into this club than you. We worked that out last pod.
Well, you haven't. I've been a trust member for the last 10 years.
Right. Well, you never bought a ticket. I have. We found that out last episode.
Okay. Well, my 10 years of trust membership add up to more than your measly little ticket to Cambridge away. So let's not pipe up, little boy.
I was about to say a good point. Then you had to make it personal, and that shows immaturity.
Yeah. Well, I'm 22. Shoot me.
John, everyone knows that you hear things.
Yeah, exactly.
If I had heard something,
such a weird, like, oh, I couldn't possibly say. Like, okay, I think you enjoy it.
I'm going to be 100% real with you right now.
Yes.
Uncut. The last time I was in the boardroom, the most interesting thing that happened was my Auntie Nicola spilling a beer. That is the
But you hear stuff around you texting.
Yeah.
No, I'm not in any text groups. I don't get texted by anybody.
You're in the boardroom.
Yes. Do you know who goes in the boardroom?
The big dogs.
I don't think you hear it in the boardroom. I think you get a text from your brother on a Tuesday night.
No.
Here, my brother, have a listen to this, son.
My brother goes to sleep at about 8:30 every night. I'm probably just waking up at that point.
He says
so
that.
So we miss each other.
Mm. I don't actually know what that's supposed to mean, Dave.
Yeah, I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Nothing. You think the boardroom is this sort of like really secret, like no one.
I do, no, John. Sort of all secluded. I know is you knew stuff last season. This season gone back in the dark winter. You knew stuff, and now you know stuff again. This is the best section of the pod when you know stuff. And we don't.
Yeah, but I don't. I'm telling you, I don't know anything.
Actually, as well, here's the issue. If John starts spilling his guts, then they're not going to tell him stuff. So then it becomes this, you've got to give just enough.
I think you guys think that someone goes, John, come over here, come over to the corner of the room.
Yeah.
We're signing.
No, but when we sign players, you go, yeah, I know, I knew.
Yeah. And you take great pride in telling us you knew like 20 minutes before or whatever.
No, sometimes. Well, yeah, no, not really. I don't take pride in it.
But you do know.
I naturally hear things because right. of the people that.
Who are we looking at?
I never know, like...
I know you can't say anything because it can, you know, mess up with the transfers.
No, but I don't know.
Yeah, but you've got to give us something to make us stop pestering you.
I told you. We'll be looking for some strikers.
Okay, now you do know as well.
I don't know. No, I don't know.
All right, you don't know, but you do.
No, yeah. You go.
On my record, you don't.
My mates. Gut. I said this, and I'll say this again, and I'll say it to his face, and I'll say whatever. Gary Caldwell is the best manager we've had in my lifetime. He understands the club. He's tactically miles ahead of any of the gaffers we've ever had. He's a lovely guy, which I know doesn't really play into the fact whether he should keep his job or not, but it helps. He does so much stuff in the community. He is played football at a level that pretty much no other, you know, manager in our division can say they've done. He's quality. He's won League One before. Trust the guy. Trust the process. It looked a bit ropey at one point in this season, but you've got to back your onions.
Do you think you need to now send a message to the fans? Because next season there will be a time where things look a bit shaky again.
Yes.
Get there first. Yes. How do you stop them chanting, Gary, your tactics are shit?
I don't think you'll ever stop that. You won't ever stop that, because football fans would just be up and down. And that's how it is. I felt, I don't know what the word is, but, you know, I was guilty of it as well. I sort of questioned myself at times.
Yeah, you were slacking him off on WhatsApp. I know.
No, don't
that's do adult that. Winter.
I wasn't. Don't do that.
Yeah, I don't think you remember half the stuff he said during that winter. That was all.
Don't. Why are you trying to paint me out to be this guy that I backed him on? I fell on my sword.
Yeah.
For it. No, that's not the right phrase, is it?
You backed him live on Radio Devon.
Yeah.
I backed him live on Radio Devon when we hadn't won in 11 games. We'd drawn one. And at Stevenage, I still said then, this is the guy for us. Trust it. It doesn't look like it right now. And after that game, what happened? Oh, that was a really gutsy performance we put in there. Those players are still playing for this manager. Yeah, they bloody are, because he's brilliant.
Here we go. What are there any fans that are still Gary outers?
Yeah, loads.
And what are they saying?
Nah, loads is unfair. A few.
No, not loads. But when I have a look at Exworth, there's the obvious ones.
There's people that can't. There's adults out there, which really, really terrifies me, that can't just admit that they were wrong. Like, if Gary had for some reason been sacked and, you know, we then had the run we'd gone on now, I'd go, look, I was wrong. There's obviously somebody out there better. But he didn't. He turned it around himself.
But what are their points? What are their points that they're making now?
Oh, I still don't like his style of football. I think it's this, that, the other.
So they have to go to subjective things, like, yeah.
Also, this is coming from somebody who probably has absolutely no knowledge of football other than the fact they watch it, you know, once a week. This guy's played it at the highest level. Played against some of the best players ever. It's a grey sour game. Been managed by some really good managers. Won the FA Cup. He's won League One as a manager. But these
fucking
people
hell,
still
I was
think...
just imagining Gary walking into your room then, like just in a little towel, as if he'd been caught out. Oh, what's going on? I just imagine be... you. I just imagine you were actually having a relationship.
I think you think we've got this sort of really...
I just like that you're really backing him and he comes in.
I think you think we've got a closer relationship than we have. I think if you were to ask Gary, he would just say we're acquaintances. We know...
No, he wouldn't.
No way.
He'd go, I've got a lot of time for that, John.
Mm.
He's a good kid. I text him in the rough patch of the season. I text him to sort of, you know... I don't know why, really, but I just... felt bad, so I just tried to keep him motivated, really. Said it probably doesn't mean
nice
anything
person.
Coming from
you're
me,
a nice
but
person.
I contacted nice person. James Scott.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
Yeah.
I felt bad for Gary at one point, because I thought that some of the abuse was rather unjust. In that streak where we were losing a lot,
this is lovely.
If you look at it on paper, it was really, like, it looks like a horrific period, but other than the Bolton game, I struggled to pinpoint the game where we weren't, you know, like in it or in and around it. Where the run started was that Leyton Orient game at home, where we had to play Jake Richards because we had so many injuries, and we lost that 2-1, and that was probably, you know, unfair result. Then not long after that was the Barnsley game at home, where we hit the crossbar and post within 30 seconds of each other, and they scored a 90th minute winner.
Yeah, we never looked like scoring though.
We hit the crossbar and the post.
Yeah, but they were never going in.
That's an absolute...
I remember that game.
It's as close as you could get to scoring without scoring.
Yeah, I remember that game. Down. I was right behind, I think it was Dimitri Mitchell or someone, or maybe it was Vincent Harper. I was right behind. It was never going in.
Well, it what? That's ridiculous. Anyway.
It was trash. That whole game was trash.
If you pick apart those games individually, some of them were closer and we were in them more than others. There's obviously...
Was the Barnsley game the short corner game? The short corner game, fucking hell, that was the most
that was
tense.
My favourite pun
we
ever.
Should do a look back at the season.
I love the short corner
game. The short corner game.
The short corner pod was fucking brilliant. Got my suit and my tie, got my headphones on. I'm not the front and centre, I'm a cold con. When the main guy needs a thought or two,
yeah, it's nice to be here tonight. It's in James Park, and I've got a problem with that gap between the spans.
He turns around to me, and I know what to do.
Yeah, but the thing is, they've got a bigger budget than us, haven't they?
I'm the radio devil, dude. That's what I am.
They're literally scoring all the good strikers in League One.
Two dudes, one aim, to commentate on this League One game. I can't explain, cold comms runs deep in my veins. And this club is a drug, I'm a dealer, cause I'm dishing it out in your ears. Yet I'm known as the Pablo Escobar of Exeter by my peers. Hear me speak on all of your matches, chiming in with occasional tactics. Yet I'm not the main one, but as a second opinion, I'm bloody fantastic. 3 p.m. watch me chat by the pitch, and at 3 a.m. watch me stealing your boot. No pre-match build-up is needed for this. Watch my mates, bullies, while they're taking the piss. I'm the best cold comms to ever exist. Explaining play so you're getting the gist. Layman's terms, cause you're not on my level, but I'm versatile like a bag of rebels. Late night movies, Vimto, bonbons, wake up, suit on, smash some cold comms. My life's purpose, celebrate shirtless, but keep it professional, this ain't no circus. I follow Exeter's where you heard us. Gary forever, no, never desert us. Red Square cry, you don't deserve us. Other cold comms hear me, get nervous.
Cause I'm the dude on Radio Devon. Come and lead one, let's go. I'm the dude on Radio Devon. Come and lead one, let's go.
Yeah, Derek, this is a golden period for Exeter City.
No, 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 I'm not going to listen. I'm just reading it. 27th of November, 2023, Series 3, EP 34, Saturday night phone-in, Bolton 7, Exeter 0. That was an absolute humdinger of an EP.
Oh, dear. I think it would be good for you to listen back, John. Sort of therapeutic.
Why would I want to listen back to an episode where you guys have already said I was a twat?
No.
What? We didn't call you a twat.
Didn't call you a twat.
We thought you did what? I want to listen to Red Square Crier.
I would really like to listen to that again with the knowledge we have now.
Yes. Yeah.
God, I'd love him to come back on.
He's not going to come back on, is he?
Fucking hell, Red Square Crier.
I want to listen back to the bit where I really stick up for you, John, because you've never given me my credit for that.
Really stick
listen,
up for me?
I found it. Listen.
Oh my God.
Until January. And pay for your contract. What, they need a kick up the backside and realise that there used to be 6,000 of us used to stand around that ground. It's going to drop to 3, 3.5 like it used to. And that's so sad. That's income we've lost to try and progress. And that's why I'm on here, really, is to appeal to all of you. And I know this podcast goes out in lots of places, but we've got to get the players to decide, hang on a minute, we're playing for people that care.
So what does taking control of the situation look like to you? Because obviously between now and January, you can't bring anybody in.
Getting the target, man.
Okay, but between now and January, we can't do that. So you just
said take... You can bring in somebody that's non-contracted. Or at least to look to do that, right? And that's the reality to it. So we either act now, we wait 3 months or 2 months, month and a half to get more in the pool, and then we are really in trouble. And then, if you like, your friend Colwell's gone.
Your friend Colwell.
Wait, go on. Wait. Rewind that bit. Rewind that bit.
And that's the reality to it. So we either act now, we wait 3 months or 2 months, month and a half to get more in the pool, and then we are really in trouble. And then, if you like, your friend Colwell's gone.
That's nasty, actually. Why does he think?
I've already said on this pod, I've addressed that. I wouldn't think he calls me his mate. Probably calls me an acquaintance.
But he thinks that we make money off the club.
So you believe with every fibre of your being that Gary Caldwell cannot keep his football club up?
No, because...
That looks bad.
So you believe with every fibre of your being that Gary Caldwell cannot keep his football club up?
No, because the reality is it's the players that keep the club going. But the manager's got to take the mantle, you know, very much by the hand and say to the players, we do not want to perform like we did And we've got all the fans that went all that bloody way up to the last game, and had to put up with the SH1C that we saw with no passion for the club. That cannot continue. And I don't care what league we're in, that's not the passion that I've seen out of Exeter City players.
That is delicious.
Play the best bit.
Yeah, that, why on earth? I just don't see how anyone could think the club would be tied to this.
Trust me, the club don't want anything to do with
we
it.
We talk about...
What? I'm joking. I said joke.
We talk about 20-year-old penises.
Yeah. There's no...
It's a PR disaster. Can you imagine if they paid us for a season and we sent them back some of the stuff we've recorded?
That's the bit that so annoys funny. Me. Because people think that, you know, we might receive a fee or whatever from the football club to say that Gary Caldwell is a good manager. If I thought he was shit, I would say it.
Oh, I'd take the money and run. Absolutely.
Okay, well,
if there is anyone from the club who wants me to...
I would love to take a fee. And I'm talking I'm talking a biggie.
Oh, yeah. New striker. New bloody podcast studio, mate.
I would not like to take a fee from the football club. Keep it. Bring yourself. Buy yourself a packet of biscuits or whatever you do.
Actually, I don't want to take a fee because then we'll have people, gatekeepers, saying, oh, you can't talk about John's penis, blah, blah, blah. Episode 31, you started talking about John's penis. Edit that bit out.
It would be... there would be someone listening in... And we'd end up with 2-minute episodes.
You can't say Nigel collects dildos.
Yeah.
Nigel does not collect dildos.
That we know of.
Allegedly. Allegedly he does not collect dildos and send them to John in the post.
Yeah. How would you even post one? Would it fit through the door? Probably not.
No, they do. Well, they leave them on the porch.
When I am... Yeah, no, I'm not going to say that, actually.
Come on.
Come on, say it.
No, when I was like, when I was in between college and uni, I worked, because it was COVID, I had to work for a year, couldn't go to uni, and I worked at Amazon. And there was loads of dildos in there.
Really?
All right, cheers, everyone. Thanks. Thanks, John. Thanks, Alfie.
Thank you.
We can't call it that.
Super little place to leave it. Here's your cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Exeter City are mathematically safe.
We
saw Red Square cry there, say with every fibre of his being he didn't think Gary Caldwell could keep this football club up. At the moment, we're on track to break our points tally for last season, so...
Bit smug.
If that ain't smug,
yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Do you know, you're allowed to be smug because you took the shit all year. Be smug, mate.
Yeah, John, you took some shit.
Yeah.
You really did.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I absolutely did take some shit.
So throw it back.
You were the punch bag.
I hope Gary's thankful for that. I took...
Oh, don't bring Gary into
don't
it.
Don't point at him either. Don't point at him through the lens, mate.
I backed him to the end of the year. I was right. That's not often the case.
Are you okay with being his acquaintance? So I felt like that was a little bit...
No, I'm just saying, I've got no feeling towards it. If he wants to call me his mate, he can. If he doesn't, then, you know, he's got...
That's so needy. That's really...
Oh, Gary.
That's the first question when he comes on.
No, if he wants to call me his mate, he can. It's totally up to him.
Well, you know, he's probably got some like dead famous friends, isn't he? So
text him, say, am I your friend?
No, if he messaged you after this pod and went, John, I just want you to know I do see you as a really good mate and I appreciate what you've done for me, would you be happy?
Yeah, I'd go, all right, let's go for a pint.
You'd love it.
Wow.
Right straight away.
What are you don't mess around.
Oh, fuck.
I'm driving back.
John, no. You won. You won this season.
We're all winners.
You did. No, you are the winner, John. I just want to make sure
next season we are prepared if we have to go through this again.
That's what we're doing here. We're learning.
Yeah, we're all learning together. We're a one big family. Learning.
Yeah,
and you know, as much as it was, you know, I was right in this situation. We're all winners because Exeter City are still going to be playing League One football next season. We've got the shell of a squad which could potentially push for the playoffs next season if we keep playing the football we have done. You know, at the start and at the end of this current season, you know, the middle, a bit ropey. We all question ourselves at times. That's natural in life.
Human beings.
In fact, it'd be odd if we didn't question ourselves sometimes. I think it's a good, natural human defence. Ultimately, I was right.
Yeah, and to end the pod, how many dildos do you think you saw in Amazon?
Mm-hmm.
Warehouse.
Right, more than...
Ballpark.
I worked there for over a year. I'd say it was probably about, on average, 2 a night.
2 a night?
2 a night. Sometimes they would be in their packaging, right? Because you're not meant to see them, but packages would break on the conveyor belt and they would just sort of jiggle around the conveyor belt.
So you were packing them for them to go out?
So no, I wasn't packing them. I was actually what they called the gunman, which is quite a cool role. You basically, they come off the lorries.
The dildos.
And they need to be, well, all the packages, but some of them were dildos. A lot of them were bottles of wine, things like that. It was locked down, so people were glug, glug, drinking.
We'll shut them up. Yeah.
And they come on, you got a loader, a gunman, and then a distributor, which puts them onto the belts, and you basically scan the parcel, and you've got to put the yellow label on. Bang, bang, bang. Yeah.
And are these going out, or are they to be stored in the warehouse?
No, these are going out. We did 80,000
parcels
a night.
So two a night, how many nights did you work there?
I worked 6 days a week for a whole year.
Fucking hell. So there's 1,000 women out there that you supplied.
Yeah.
I'd say an average of two a night. Not every night. It was an average of two a night. Yeah.
Basically, women are randy. Very, very randy.
That's a lovely note to end it on. Women are very randy.
Get me in the right mood.
Okay.
Cheers, everyone.
Yeah, cheers.
Cheers, guys.